Hey, good morning, ICF coaches. And today we have another podcast. My name is Roel Schaart. I'm an ICF MCC coach. And today we have a very, very interesting topic. It's all about AI. Before we go into details, I'd like to introduce you a good friend, a super coach, mentor, and a rock star in AI. His name is Sebastian Schieke. He's an entrepreneur, he's a business angel, and also an investor, a CEO mentor, and host of his own High Performance CEO podcast, and founder of the AI Mastery Movement, which is for entrepreneurs, coaches, and consultants. So before we go into further details, Sebastian, good morning, and I'm so happy you're here. We know each other already since 2016.
Yes, we That's just crazy. Figured out it. So first of all, thanks for having me here on this podcast. And yes, we figured out that we know each other 8 years now. And you've been my coach. And you also figured out that when you met me, I was the typical German complaint guy, you told me.
Yes, I did.
Oh my God. Well, obviously coaching worked, you know, so now we're here and having lots of fun. I'm really happy to be on this show with you.
Excellent. And one of the other reasons is a few weeks ago, one of my clients said to me, hey, Roel, and he's a nice, very cool guy. He's also a good friend of mine. He said, I don't need you as a coach. So first I was shocked and said, what's going on? And he said, well, in a few years, we don't need you as coaches anymore because we can put everything in AI and you guys are getting obsolete. And I like to talk about this statement that are we made redundant in a few years? And yeah, that was actually a shocking moment, but also an eye-opening moment.
I can imagine, yeah.
Why should we as coaches learn to understand AI and all the consequences around it?
Well, first of all, I would say I don't believe that AI will replace coaches. But I think people or coaches who use AI will outperform the market. Coaches who are not harnessing the power of AI, well, they I don't want to say they will be replaced, but they will have it very hard to find customers and to provide a cost-efficient service. Because we have to bear in mind that coaching is like any other service. It's turning into a product. It's a service. It's something which is measured by KPIs. It's sold via platforms. You know, during the last few years, we had platforms arising on the market where primarily the corporates buying coaching services via a platform service. And we all know what platform business means. You know, I mean, they need to have some efficiencies, they need to cut costs. It's more comparable to other service providers or coaches. So everyone has to up their game. Yeah? Everyone has to improve their services. And just face it, you know, I mean, coaches, they embrace continuous learning and improvement. Yeah? That's one of the key elements of coaching. Yeah? And all your clients, they are also faced with the question, okay, what is AI doing my business? What is changing? Will I be replaced? Yeah? So I believe coaches should be role models. They should be forerunners. Yeah, they should embrace AI that they can help their clients deal with these fears and deal with the challenges.
Yeah? So if I hear you correctly, that seems to be one side of the medal that we as coaches need to have a look at AI that will support our own business, platforms, our own admin, and etc.
Yes.
Can you elaborate a bit more the other side of the coin, which means why should a client use us as a coach instead of using platforms? I know that Google is building platforms so you can put in your own emotions and questions. Or there's a platform called PI, you know, it touches almost the human feeling. Hey, how do you do today? What is your feeling? And so that seems to be the other coin, side of the coin, that people may use those platforms rather than us as coaches.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, we are not there yet. that AI really can embrace feelings. And this is the big USP of human coaching, yeah, that you can really tap into the feeling of your client. You can show empathy. You have the history with your client and you build a personal relationship, which you do not have yet with AI. I don't know how this is developing in the future. For now, there's this clear USP. And in my opinion, you said coaches should utilize AI for their back office, optimizing processes is one thing. But on the other side, we should also leverage AI as an additional service for our clients. Yeah? So in your case, you said, okay, my client said, okay, he's going to ChatGPT now and has this conversation. Why not offer your own ChatGPT, your own personal coaching bot to your clients? Yeah? As an additional service, even maybe tailored towards your client. So you could have a coaching bot as a kind of a general coaching bot, helping you teach your customers, giving them an area where they can connect also during hours you're not available to ask some questions. And on the next level, you can even have a coaching bot which is tailored to your customer, you know, with all the personal data, of course, everything secure, everything safe.
Yeah.
But this is possible, you know, so there are various stages of AI implementation which a coach can do to provide additional services and to create, a certain USP.
The day before yesterday, I got an invitation in LinkedIn to connect to a certain person. So it was a great question. And I answered, hey, you know, what about we have a Zoom call, we have a cup of coffee and we talk about it.
Yeah.
And then the reply came, oh, you have a very interesting portfolio. And I thought, it was almost, let's say, an AI engine that answered the question. And I felt it was not a human real conversation, so to speak. However, what I think when I like to send questions to my coach clients, hey, Sebastian, you wanted to work on your public speaking. How is it going? Do you think those kind of questions, those pulse questions sending to clients would be something that AI can learn and do?
Definitely, definitely. And I mean, let's face this, we all have our boxes, you know, we all see the world in a certain way. And using AI can open up our minds and give us different perspectives on topics, on individuals, and leveraging something like a bot, or maybe even sends automatically questions to your customer. Keeps them engaged, keeps them doing things and working on themselves. It's a great additional service, which everyone can implement without any IT skills. Yeah, so I have to really stress that leveraging AI doesn't mean that you have to be an IT pro.
That's
you don't have to be a developer. You don't have to be a tech guru. No. It's all easy nowadays. It's like using PowerPoint and Word and all these applications we know.
I think it's good to underline that because most coaches, I think, if I may say, and maybe so also part of myself think, oh, AI, very complicated. We need to have big investments to build and program AI engines. But it seems to be it's just almost a commodity already.
It's turning towards a commodity. Yeah. And I mean, honestly, there could be an easy process for every coach to start working with AI. So if you don't mind, I want to share this.
Yeah, please share another thought about what are other processes you have in mind that coaches can support. You know, we talked about admin. Can you elaborate other processes or areas?
So, I mean, if you say you want to start from scratch, you know, so you have no experience with AI. Yeah, then I have a simple three-step process to follow. So the first step is don't be afraid, you know? I mean, we teach don't have any limiting beliefs, so don't have any limiting beliefs about AI. Start with it, getting into it, playing around with ChatGPT, playing around with tools like Midjourney, which creates pictures, or DALL-E, which is a a service on OpenAI. Just start using it. It's available. It's for free. You know, everyone can play around with it. Once you get an understanding about how these tools operate, and I will tell you one thing, they will blow your mind. You can start thinking about, how can I optimize my own processes? So for example, creating programs, creating coaching programs, creating content. You can create an ebook in a day, you know. This doesn't mean that you completely rely on AI. No, but you have your ideas, you have your structure in mind, and then use the tool to put it into shape.
Wow.
Find the right formulations, everything. Yeah. Design a coaching program for the next 3 months for your clients. Do coaching session preparation, but also post analysis. You can take the content and put it into your bot and say, okay, what is the outcome? What can I improve the next time? You can analyze your coaching session.
One question on that before we continue, please. So GDPR is a hot topic, and especially in Germany. What about the data? Is it hosted in the United States? Is it secure? So when we feed those AI engine, where is it?
Yeah, it's a good question. Feeding engines, I mean, when you work with public ChatGPT, then of course you have to be careful. You must not feed in private, personal, confidential information. Yeah, but nowadays you can also have your own coaching bots, which are like an own instance. It's like using a cloud service like Office 365.
Is it?
You have your data on a secure environment where only you have access, so everything is protected, and you can comply with all the rules and regulations, which is very important.
Very important. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
So once you learned about AI, then embracing phase two, leveraging it for your internal personal administration, preparation, content creation, program development. And then once you mastered this, in my opinion, the next step is, hey, offer this to your customers. You know, have a coaching bot which provides your knowledge. You can use your personal knowledge, put this into a coaching into an AI bot, and then offer this to your customers as an additional service.
Okay.
Use a coaching bot for lead generation and sales on your website, where you get into a conversation, or the bot gets into a conversation and books calls for you.
Really?
I mean, how nice is that?
Really?
Have personal coaching bots for your high-ticket customers. Where they have an own secure environment, where, for example, they can put in their personal assessment, their DISC and motivators, where they can put in their plans, where they can create their own strategy. I mean, this is all possible.
So here's a question that I hear from other coaches. Yeah, but why should I put everything in my bot? Because otherwise, you know, the bot will take over my position because it's probably cheaper than, you know, having a coach who is asking high fee. What's your pick on that?
Well, I have a very maybe radical opinion about that, but we all went through phases of disruption in the industry. The question is, will you be disrupted or will you disrupt yourself? And I would rather disrupt myself and change and come out of this process stronger and maybe change my services, then let other companies and other coaching organizations disrupt me. I mean, they're all working on this. You have coaching platforms out there, you have apps out there which are offering coaching services.
Okay.
So especially look at if you see someone who never had an experience with a coach who has a problem. Hey, I mean, on the one hand, you have a coaching offer for any thousands dollars or euros. On the other hand, you have a free $10 coaching bot or a free ChatGPT. What would you try, you know? I mean, first thing is you try the cheap version and then you see how far you go.
I think it's an important element. I think nowadays the people who have not experienced with a real coach in a live session,
yes,
and they use different platforms, that may be more difficult to bring them to a life coach or business coach. People already have experience in a coaching setting and know how it works and feel the interaction and emotion and so on. I think they may use both. That means the real coach
exactly. But why not offering your own bot instead of letting them go to some other service, you know?
Yes, that's a nice closing that circle. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the audience in this podcast, you know, that's important for them to know?
Well, I think don't be afraid. Don't be afraid and embrace. We cannot change it, you know? We cannot make AI go away. Yeah, I mean, it's here. And either we are on the right side, that we know how to operate it, that we know how to create value with AI. Or in my opinion, we're on the other side who will be not replaced, but we will lose out because we are not, it's like digitalization, you know? I mean, in the past, it was very hard, especially in Germany, to get people to offer digital services. Thank God, I mean, one of the positive side of the pandemic was that digitalization was getting on the right track in countries like Germany.
People had to, eh?
Yeah, people had to. Don't do the same mistake again and wait too long. Yeah, embrace AI, learn it. I run a free community where entrepreneurs, coaches, and consultants come together, learn about AI, exchange ideas, and everyone is happy to join. It's a very nice environment of like-minded people. And if you're interested, go to AIMasteryMovement.com and just join. It's for free. And it's a place to hang out and to learn about this new, amazing, exciting area.
Excellent. Well, I do thank you for this great insights. And yeah, what we coaches do support our clients. And one of the things is fear. You mentioned, you know, be disrupted by externals, other companies, or disrupt and change yourself. I think that's a very important element as we support our clients. And the two sides of the medal is helping AI helps us to admin systems, sales, but also, let's say, support our clients. Very interesting topic. I know that this is just at the beginning of a journey that's, you know, we don't know where we will go to.
Yes.
Thank you. Also, thank you for your insights, and happy Tuesday.
Thank you. Maybe one last thing before we stop. You said it sparked an idea. You said it's in the beginning. Yes. And it's an equal playing field. So no one really is ahead, in the game. Yeah. So there's a big opportunity for everyone step into and to find a space.
That's also very important, because most people I spoke with is, you know, I'm too late. But
we're starting.
We're
just starting off.
Thank you for your time, and see you soon.